Sports Radio Network. Play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
All right, let's bring in our guy, Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Hello, Lane. Hope the Easter was great.
Easter was wonderful, capped with a record-setting victory, so wow. All was good.
That makes it so much easier to do your job, I bet.
Well, yes, it does. I mean, that's the way you want to do your job. It's hectic, though. I mean, keeping track of that many stolen bases.
Yeah,
right?
And we have sponsor reads that go along with it, so, you know, you're trying to keep your head above water through an inning like that, but it's awesome.
You're like John Mercure for that game.
Please. He's better than John Mercure. Hey, let me ask you about that inning, Lane, because we talk a lot about the long ball. We talk a lot about when the pitching's really tight. Six stolen bases in an inning. My goodness, what was going on there? Is that kind of one of the characteristics of this team, that sort of baseball?
Well, I think it's definitely the way this team wants to play. Maybe not to that extreme. But Murphy ball, right? Like Murph wants to be able to be a very versatile offense. And one of the things that I think we saw a lot of last year from spring training on and certainly is going to be an emphasis again this year and moving forward is that when you have an athletic roster, and the Brewers certainly have a very young athletic roster, you want to push the envelope and create chaos because what it does, it's not just the extra 90 feet that you get from a stolen base. It's all the things it does to the opposition. It makes them think more. It distracts the pitcher. Now you're starting to worry about the running game more. Everybody's attention is divided, and that's when mistakes get thrown over the middle of the plate. That's when somebody presses too much and throws a ball from catcher into center field and doesn't just give you the 90 feet, gives you 180 feet. So it really kind of brings the fight to the opponent. And I think that's what you saw happen in the first inning yesterday. The reason why they ran so much yesterday clearly was something that they had figured out in terms of Jeffrey Springs and the way he holds runners, the time that it takes for him to get to the plate. They felt they could run on the pitcher yesterday, even being a left-handed pitcher, and the Brewers were going to do it from the onset and set the tone, and boy, did they ever.
They're fun to watch, Lane. I just like because the pitching is just trying to piece it together because they've been so injured. But the offense is fun and it's scrappy and they're just exciting to watch. When you're around the guys, is there that level of looseness, that level of, hey, we're just guys playing a game and we like each other? What's it like when you're around the guys?
I do think there's an element of the whole we're overlooked again, you know, that goes on with this group. I think it happened last year, too. I mean, you can pull up all the power rankings today. No, I don't know that those guys pay much attention to that, to be honest with you. I know the front office and the coaching staff and Murph, I know they don't pay attention to that stuff at all. But as fans, we look at it, and once again, you know, the Brewers are kind of getting slept on, even though they're off to a very good start. They've won every single home series. They've only lost one series since that opening weekend in New York. They've been playing as good a baseball as anybody in Major League Baseball since April 1. And yet it does feel like they're getting overlooked again. I think that bands guys together. I think it gives them a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and I think they enjoy proving people wrong. They've been doing it for a long time, and I think there's just this element of this is what we do. And I think guys like that, and you kind of feel like you're playing with house money a little bit when it's that way. So I do think it allows you to be loose, and it allows you to be yourselves on the baseball field. And over 162 games, it's really important to be able to be yourself, know who you are, have that foundation underneath of you, because there's going to be ups and downs, and you have to be able to come back to the foundation of who you are through those tough times and also be able to find that through the good times, too, so you don't get away from yourself. And I think the Brewers are really, really good at that collectively as a group.
Okay, we're now going to have a game tonight that you're probably preparing for. So how is it right now in San Fran?
Beautiful weather. Absolutely gorgeous weather here today. It'll cool off tonight. It always gets cold at this ballpark. But, I just was out and about, went all the way down to the wharf and walked by where you view Alcatraz and looked at the seals and all that great stuff that you do as a tourist in San Francisco every year. And beautiful weather, and this will be a fun series. Obviously, this is Willy Adames versus the Brewers for the first time, so there's going to be a lot of that storyline tonight and over the next 4 days, but the Giants are off to a very good start. I think this is one of the better Giants teams we've seen in the last, maybe since that World Series team in 2015, frankly. I think this team is probably one of the better ones they've had since then. I think it was the 21 team that won all those games for San Francisco, but didn't get out of the divisional series against the Dodgers. So this will be, I think, a very challenging series. They're going to get a tough left-hander tonight in Robbie Ray, and we'll see if Quinn Priester can keep it going. He's been pitching very well, and what has been a kind of tattered and torn starting rotation all of a sudden has depth to it, or at least looks like it has some good depth to it. So that's the great thing for the Brewers, is that they're getting some reinforcements now. Some other guys have stepped up, and they have options for that starting rotation, maybe for the first time since the season began.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle with us from San Francisco. Have a great call tonight, Lane. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.